It is Erev Chanukah, and we are looking forward to Yeshua's in our time. Yesterday we mentioned the pasuk of David HaMelech from the David Hashem Oiri. Im tokom olai milchome bezois ani boiteach. It's very timely. The David Hashem Oiri, Hashem is my light. Chazal instituted saying those psukim before Rosh Hashanah, because Rosh Hashanah is considered like a light. It enlightens us to see the world in the proper perspective. To realize that the only thing that's important in life is to build our kesher with HaKadosh Baruch Hu and recognize how much we are in His hands. That causes us to be chozer b'tshuva. That causes us to do avodas Hashem b'simcha, in good spirits, be happy with what we have and what we do. Now we're coming to the new Oiri, refreshing that light with the Oiris of Chanukah. The Oiris of Chanukah come within the darkness, the darkness of the winter, the darkness of the Greek kingdom that took control of the world and was trying to have Klal Yisrael become part of their way of life, their value system. That was all the darkness that we were surrounded by. But Hashem Oiri, Hashmanoim, they saw the light. They saw that with all this darkness, it's very external darkness. Behind the darkness is a powerful light, the light of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And that's all Hashem wanted. Hashem wanted us to show Him that we recognize that. We don't give up. We're not afraid of any force in the world that could look a thousand times, a million times more powerful than us. We are more powerful than anything physical because we have the power of HaKadosh Baruch Hu with us. And that's the same idea of this pasuk. B'zois ani b'teach. The term zois is used for various things, but it refers to something that I see in front of me. Zeh and Zois are said when I see something in front of me, like it says, Zeh Keli Vanveil by Kriyas Yamsuf. It says, they actually perceived as much as possible to perceive the glory of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It says, even the Tinoikis, all pointed with a finger. It's in front of me. I see the greatness of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And that's it. B'zois ani b'teach. Even though we don't see it with our physical eyes, that's what life is about, and that's what these nisyonos are given to us for. To recognize that within the darkness, in the situation that seems so far away, b'zois ani b'teach, I see Hashem is in front of me. Hashem is close with me. Hashem is even closer with me at the times of tzar. Because itcha ani b'tzara, when we are in a state of tzar, we are in a state of danger. We're in a state of pain. Hashem is with us. Hashem is in pain with us. And we are in the process, in this period of time, of recognizing that this is the case. I was thinking that, Baruch Hashem, the nisyonos that they had in the time of the Chashmonaim, we don't have. Nobody's making a decree against learning Torah, no one's making a decree against Shabbos, Mila, Rosh Chodesh, Mitzvahs. Baruch Hashem, as far as that's concerned, we're living here in Eretz Yisrael, in our own land. It's true, we are going through terrible, terrible tzoras, terrible pain all around. What is the Mesiris Nefesh we can do over here? We're not going to all go out tomorrow and start shooting. That's not our job. Baruch Hashem, we have the soldiers that are being Moser Nefesh for that issue. Our Mesiris Nefesh here is to get past the darkness the Yetzer is trying to bring over us. Get past just the regular living our lives without fully appreciating all the wonderful things Hashem has given us, without taking advantage of the opportunities we have in front of us. That's the Ikur Koyach of the Yetzer Hara. especially in our generation, to just keep us preoccupied with all kind of things, just like in Paro Mitzrayim, that was a physical bondage. Now we have the Paro of the virtual world and all the other things that go along with it. That we just don't have the koyach sometimes to break out of the day-to-day routine. And the need for Mesiris Nefesh now is to Shokodesh Boru. I recognize you are calling out to me and you're calling out to us to make a change. It doesn't have to be a super change, but any small change is a change that shows that I realize I can make a change. We've seen so many of our dear brothers and sisters that went through Tzaras now, that were saved in the kibbutzim, in the army, that made changes in their lives, lasting changes in their lives, because they came to recognition that they need Hashem, and they have that honesty that once they recognize they need Hashem, they want to do something l'man Hashem, whether it be putting on tefillin, being shomer Shabbos, all kind of different things, tefillas, tzitzis. We too have to make that change. Think in something in our lives, with it be a tefillah, take out a little more time on a tefillah, pay attention more. The mispal not just for ourselves, for Klal Yisrael, for Kvod Shemayim, for Kadosh Baruch Hu. Make sure to come on time, whatever it would be. Akviyasitim L'Torah, to take it more seriously, a little bit more, the whole family together, be excited and proud of what we're doing. So Chasodim, if there's something we can do a little bit more. Small things, but a change, a lasting change. Make it concrete, down to earth. That's what Hashem wants. And by doing so, we're showing B'zois ani b'teach. Zois chanukas ha-mizbeach. It's all the Zois. This is the reality of the world. I recognize this is the reality of the world. I want to be part of the reality of the world. I want my family to be part of the reality of the world. And I'm proud and happy about it. That is a simcha that we have on the Chag of Chanukah. We're so proud and happy that in the previous generations we got it right. We didn't let the darkness of Yovan that seemed to be enlightening the world. But we realized the truth is that was fake. It wasn't the real thing. There's so much more to the world. We saw the light and we went with the light. And Hashem enlightened us with the Nisim of Chanukah, with the Kiyuv that came out of it, and the strengthening of the Torah, the rebuilding of the Beis HaMikdash. M'shemizeichem Yetz Hashem. When we're lighting our candles to think about the Nisan we had then and how we're lighting on the doors of our houses. Our house is also a Mikdash Ma'at. We want to bring the Kedusha into our house. Our house should be a place of pride and simcha and growth and kiyuv es elokim. Ken yirotzen.